I'm Jeanette Gwen, and this is South Carolina Focus. Thomas Ivey is a professor at the College of Charleston and a Sacred Harp singer. During the day, you teach geometry and calculus. Tomorrow, you'll be a participant when the Lowcountry Sacred Harp presents an all-day singing from the Sacred Harp. What is Sacred Harp singing?
Well, it's a form of participatory singing. It's done four-part harmony without accompaniment, and it's done loudly and vigorously and enthusiastically by musical amateurs. So it's music by and for musical amateurs. If you can sing in the shower, you can sing this music.
Is there a harp?
No, there is no harp. The Sacred Harp is a songbook published in the 1840s, originally in Georgia, and it's a metaphor. The Sacred Harp is the human voice, the instrument we were born with. And in fact, it's instruments are never involved in the music.
What makes the sound so unique?
Well, there's a couple aspects. One is the sort of the wide open harmonies that you see, that you hear in Sacred Harp music. Wide gaps between the tenor and bass, or between the alto and soprano parts. We call the soprano the treble in this particular genre. Also a strong rhythmic emphasis. People are usually beating time with their arms while they're singing Sacred Harp, and maybe you have seen a little bit of that in the old movie Cold Mountain, where people are beating the time with their arms as guys come in and say, oh, Civil War has been declared. They're singing I'm Going Home, which is a song on page 282 in the Sacred Harp.
What does the music sound like?
When you go to a Sacred Harp singing, people are usually singing at their top of their voices, as loud as possible, usually on the subject of death and salvation, and they have big smiles on their faces. So it can be kind of a strange experience the first time you go there, but I would recommend just sort of being carried along by the sound. And while it may seem strange, some people find this a very moving experience and very powerful experience.
What are you especially looking forward to at Piccolo or Spoleto?
I'm looking forward to the Lorgano concerts. I always enjoy those. And the Festival of Churches and Synagogues always has interesting visiting singers. And that's kind of how we got started with having the singing being part of Piccolo Spoleto. We thought that it's a natural, as a component of Southern culture, it has a natural place within, you know, besides things like visiting choirs from the Atlanta Schola Cantorum, or the old-time camp meeting that we have, or other sort of 19th century Southern music. Now, I should note that in Charleston, this was never a tradition. Charleston was always more oriented towards European music and European culture, especially when it was like one of the richest cities in colonial America. This was music of the backwoods, of rural Southerners in Appalachia. And although it started in New England, it really survived as a tradition in northern Georgia and northern Alabama. So this is the backwoods music, and within the Carolinas is always more or less confined to the very western parts of the states.
Old-time rural music comes to the Holy City. The Lowcountry Sacred Harp All-Day Singing is tomorrow from 10 to 3:30 in Gage Hall, with a brief introduction at 9:20 and a break for lunch at noon. More information at spoleto.etvradio.org. For South Carolina Focus, I'm Jeanette Gwen.